This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. The same way you know you've got to make sure your lucky jersey is clean on game day or your team might lose. Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
We are very excited to be broadcasting to you live
from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Rogers is too weird.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, Brett Favre, can you pipe down with this "he should play for the Vikings" talk? It would be full-on proof that the football gods hate the Jets if Rodgers goes to Minnesota.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, actor Josh Gad. Coming up, Steelers Radio Network host Jerry Dulac. Plus, actor Dennis Leary. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. We just said goodbye to Josh Gad. We're going to say hello to Dennis Leary in hour number three. Lots going on in our neighborhood. And of course, in between Josh Gad and Dennis Leary, we got to have our guy, Jerry Dulac, because everything's going on with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And that's the way we roll here on this program at 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here. And we'll take your phone calls. I got a top five list of my top five most under-the-radar acquisitions to date. This week of the new league year in the National Football League. But joining us is our friend from Pittsburgh, Steelers Radio Network host and a man who's been covering this team forever and a day. Our friend Jerry Dulac is back. How you doing, Jerry?
Hey, Rich, I am good. I hope you are too, or brother, all well, though, other than being very busy, as you can imagine.
I am sure. And we thought, you know, when we first initially reached out to you this week, that by this point in time of the week, we'd have a little bit more clarity than we clearly do right now when you and I are talking. One Eastern time on Thursday of new league year week. What's going on with the Steelers right now, best you can tell, Jerry?
Yeah, I thought when we made preliminary plans that was going to interfere with a possible deal being done. And here we are 4 days in from the start of the legal tampering period and nothing. You know, I was told last night around 10 o'clock that, the issue, it's not about money. I thought maybe that Aaron Rodgers was going to be playing one side off the other to up the ante because there aren't many other options out there, both for Rodgers and, of course, for the Steelers. But that's not the case. I was told that it's not about money. It's just about him taking his time. Basically Aaron Rodgers being Aaron Rodgers and not in any hurry to commit to anything. And so the question then to be begged is, how long will this go on? What is the Steelers' timetable? Rich, I don't know that they have a timetable, to be honest with you. I haven't been told that there is one or isn't one. And I think the fact that Russell Wilson decided to go interview with the Browns today and the Giants tomorrow, according to a report, would indicate that he is getting impatient too, because he all along has wanted to come back to the Steelers. And I think that he was thinking that was possibly going to be the case. And it is a possibility. But I think maybe he thinks, look, I got to look out for myself. And I'm tired of waiting as well. And so out he goes to go visit a couple other teams.
All right. So let's take this one at a time. What is the question that Rodgers needed answered by the Steelers, best you can tell, that he's sitting on right now?
I don't know that answer, Rich. And of course, the way Aaron Rodgers is, I'm not sure anybody knows that answer. If you look at the two options that he allegedly has, the Giants and the Steelers, well, the Steelers would be a no-brainer because, one, the Giants won three games last year. The Steelers were a playoff team. Two, the Giants have the third overall pick in the draft. You know they're going to take a quarterback. And why would Aaron Rodgers want to go across the town and walk into a situation where you know the fans are just waiting to clamor for the rookie number one. And so going to the Giants makes zero amount of sense unless their offer is ridiculous, which New York teams are tend to do, which is what we saw with Justin Fields. So you would think the Steelers would be the best landing spot for him, especially because of Mike Tomlin, as opposed to what, Brian Daboll, nothing against him. But, I have to think that, unless he decides to retire, that the Steelers are the best spot for him.
Okay. And what about the Vikings? Isn't that an option? Wouldn't that be more of a viable option? You think that's a threat to the Steelers getting Rodgers than the Giants then, Jerry?
Perhaps, except at the same deal. You're dealing with J.J. McCarthy. I mean, they let Sam Darnold go after 14-3 because they know J.J. McCarthy's their guy. So why would he want to walk into that situation where he knows everybody wants, the fans and everybody want to see J.J. McCarthy? So again, if that's a possibility, that doesn't make any sense to me either. But then, hey, Aaron Rodgers doesn't make a lot of sense to me, Rich.
Any sense? You caught me with that one, Jerry.
I'm glad I did. It's hard to do, Rich.
No, it's okay. Is there any sense of how long of a commitment the Steelers are willing to give Rodgers, Jerry?
Well, I can't imagine it's more than 2 years. And if it is, it would only probably be because of cap purposes. Rich, they had talks with Sam Darnold. And so Sam Darnold would have been more of a 3-year type of deal. But Aaron Rodgers, I think it's going to be 1 year and no more than two. And again, if it's two, it might be just to spread out some cap space. But I don't think their intention is to go anything longer than that. I think it's the same situation as Russell Wilson last year. Bring in a proven guy who's won a Super Bowl, who's probably headed to the Hall of Fame, to try to immediately get this thing back on track by winning a playoff game. And the immediacy is still a big point of emphasis for them. Bring in the guy that can immediately get them back on track. Not be a Super Bowl contender necessarily, because I don't think they're that. But how about winning a playoff game? And I think that's where they are. You know, Russell Wilson had a 1-year deal. We know all the financial implications with what he was owed from Denver. But I think it's a very similar situation, and I couldn't imagine it being any more than 2 years, Rich.
So then let's talk about the fit of Rodgers and the Steelers, Jerry, because I've said here that if I was Rodgers, I'd be working nonstop to get to the Steelers. And I've been saying that the Steelers should want Rodgers based on the current landscape of everything that's going on right now. And I get so much pushback from Steelers fans saying this is such not a Steeler move. And for two reasons. One, let's take one at a time. First one is that for all the years that the Rooneys have been there, and certainly Tomlin with the Rooneys, ayahuasca is maybe the name of an outside linebacker of South American descent that they'd be interested in. You know what I mean? So how is Rodgers a fit with this organization, Jerry?
Well, Rich, I really don't think he is. And I think this move is being orchestrated by Mike Tomlin. Now, Mike Tomlin's not going to tell Art Rooney II what to do, but there is no question in my mind this is something that he wants to happen. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers, Rich, same deal. The majority of the feedback I get is pushback. Steeler fans are somewhat surprised that the Steelers would want a player with, let's face it, some. I don't want to say character issues, but he's a different duck, as we all know. And so he's going to be 42. His team won 5 games last year, and he had Garrett Wilson and Davante Adams and Alan Lazard to throw to. The Steelers didn't have that here. And of course, they've added, DK Metcalf. But I don't think he's a great fit. And here's the other thing. If Arthur Smith had problems with the way Russell Wilson wanted to play last year, what do you think he's going to have happen with Aaron Rodgers, a guy who's already had 2 head coaches fired when it came to a headbutt? So now I say that, and I know Arthur Smith would love to have Aaron Rodgers, but I don't know that, to use Terry Bradshaw's old expression, I don't know that he's as much of a mailman as he is a gunslinger. So if the Steelers want to run the ball, you know, Aaron Rodgers has thrown over 500 passes each of his last six seasons. For all those reasons, I don't think it's a great fit.
Pushing back a little bit here is I don't think Rodgers got Sala fired. I got to be pushing back there. And certainly,
that's fine.
You know, McCarthy and him might not have seen eye to eye, but that run seemed to be over as well. But and the locker room, again, you know, I'm tongue firmly planted in cheek with ayahuasca, because that is, you know, part and part of, that did happen last year, where he did go on a previously planned trip to Egypt, just as there was a mandatory mini camp that the Jets easily could have moved but didn't. There was stuff going on behind the scenes that I don't know was his doing or not. But I do bring this up because there is part and parcel of Rodgers that other quarterbacks that they could be interested in don't bring to the equation. In the same way, the things that Russ brings to the equation that Rodgers doesn't. But one thing that you did say earlier, Jerry, is like, you know, the Steelers are in a position of like, let's get a veteran in here just to win a playoff game. Steelers fans always push back. It never used to be, hey, let's win the wild card. It's let's win the Super Bowl. And that's where the question is like, why aren't the Steelers just looking at a rookie class, if it's not this year or next, and going and finding the next Big Ben, going and finding your next Josh Allen or your next Lamar, your next Patrick? I understand that those are tough to find, but the Steelers haven't appeared to be in that game the last couple of drafts, Jerry.
Right. Well, Rich, as you know, they did that with Kenny Pickett, and of course that didn't work out. But I think that is the next step in this equation. There's no question about it. And that's why I thought the safe thing this year would have been you bring back Russell Wilson. Let's face it, they won 10 games. Yeah, I know Justin Fields started the season. But, you know, there were a lot of good things with Russell Wilson leading up to the beginning of December until they lost those final five games, including the playoffs. So I thought bringing back Russell Wilson and then addressing the position in the draft, maybe not as high as you would think they would need to go. There's probably only two quarterbacks. So let's face it, two are going to go in the first three picks. But I think regardless, I think you will see them try to take a quarterback, one of the guys they like, maybe into the third round if they are still there. But I don't think there's any question, if not this year, then next year. That is the way they're going to go, because they can't keep playing musical chairs with veteran quarterbacks. You know, they brought Mason Rudolph back. Good for him. I like Mason. They brought him in to be a backup, not to be a potential starter. You know, this thing is still going to be worked out. At least certainly the Steelers hope so, with Rodgers in their favor. But I don't think there's any question. Look, they're not stupid. They know it's time to go back to the draft and find a quarterback. The question is just going to be, how high, and is it this year or next year? When next year, they might have to make a move to move up even higher.
Any names in this year's draft? Dart? Well, Chuck? What do you got for me on that front?
Well, I know they like Jackson Dart, and I know they like Will Howard, despite how he looked at the combine. You know, and there were about five or six guys they scouted at the combine heavily. But I would say probably those two, if you're looking for somebody higher than normal, as opposed to maybe a fourth and fifth round pick.
Interesting. A few minutes left here with Jerry Dulac, who's been, again, covering the Steelers forever and a day. Let's talk Russ. You know, he would be welcomed back in the building if Rodgers says no, or how did things end that you're willing to share, or that you know, and how are things potentially moving forward with him?
Yeah, Jerry? Rich, I don't think the players had a problem with Russ. You know, Russ is a pro's pro. And you know, yeah, okay, I can't speak to what happened in Seattle or Denver. But what I know happened with his relationship with the offensive coordinator is maybe some of the stuff that happened in his other two places. But, you know, Russ is always trying to be a leader. That's both offensively and defensively. And so I don't think the players would have a huge problem with him being back. But there is no question, if that would happen, then Russell and Arthur Smith have to be put in a room and sat down and told, look, whatever differences occurred here at the end of the season, you guys better hammer it out, because this is the way it is. And if you don't, there's going to be a problem. So I don't know that the players would have an issue. Maybe some of the coaches would have an issue. But I don't know that it would be a problem internally in the locker room. Because to me, Rich, look, you're going to need some stability. And having the same quarterback 2 years in a row for them is some semblance of a stability for a franchise that had a quarterback for 18 years. So to me, that's why I thought that was the safest move for them.
Well, ironing things out internally appears to be a Tomlin lane that he's an expert at. So anything, though, that you know details on the Smith-Russ headbutt that we could point to in a game and go, well, this is what happened between these two, and that's why things kind of fell apart last year?
The irony of the whole thing, Rich, is it occurred after the Steelers won in Cincinnati and put up 44 points, their most in 6 years, and Russell Wilson threw for 414 yards, the second highest total of his career. And that was the culmination of a seven-game stretch in which the Steelers were averaging nearly 29 points a game. We haven't seen that since, even before Big Ben's final season. And so the offense started looking like a unit that was capable of bailing out the defense, the Cincinnati game being a perfect example. The Bengals put up 38 points. Joe Burrow threw for 330 or 340, and Russell Wilson outdueled him and outscored him. So that was an example of where this offense was. And then I think it became an issue where, Russell wanted to attack down the field. He loves to throw that moon ball. And I think Arthur Smith wanted maybe to develop the run game a little bit more. Russ was audibling, getting out of plays a little bit more maybe than Arthur Smith would have liked. I can't point to any one example. I could just tell you whatever was occurring, it was enough that it was becoming frustrating. And it was becoming more of a problem, I think, with Arthur Smith. I don't want to say that it was for Russ, but he wanted to play one way and Arthur Smith wanted to play another.
Jerry Dulac here on the Rich Eisen Show. And just going back to what you said earlier in our conversation, when you said that Rodgers might get a monetary offer from the New York teams that are larger because they're New York teams. And you mentioned the Jets. I thought you were going to mention the Jets contract that they had with Rodgers. Instead, you went Fields, called that offer ridiculous. What do you mean by that, Jerry?
Well, I Rich, this whole situation started unraveling. The first stone that was thrown for the Steelers in a Steelers situation was that Justin Fields wanted to test the free agent market. And that's what kind of delayed that whole process where are the Steelers deciding between Fields and Wilson? But knowing, obviously, that Justin Fields wanted to test the free agent market. And I'm sure they didn't expect him to get that kind of offer. Rich, the guy won 10 games in 3 years in Chicago and played six games last year. That is really not a quality body of work to get a $40 million 2 year deal. And so, but that's what we see in free agency. And that's what we see from teams like the Jets and the Browns who make decisions like that. And so once that happened and he wanted to test the free agent market, then bang, he gets a contract right away from the Jets like that. And then now it all starts. But at that point in time, though, too, Rich, knowing that Justin Fields was going to test the free agent market, the Steelers had already made the decision that they're going to look outside as well. And that started with Sam Darnold and Aaron Rodgers.
Interesting, man. I don't know. I mean, the Steelers are waiting on Rodgers, and plan B would be maybe bringing Russ back. You did have Fields in the building, and I know $20 million a year for somebody in that body of work. I understand your point of view from that, but I don't know. I mean, he could have gone with Fields and he would have been the young Turk.
That's right.
And there in Pittsburgh, and you could have basically said to the Steeler fan base, you know what, we're going to go with the young guy and see what he's got rather than bringing in another veteran. I don't know. Cause right now they're sitting there waiting for Aaron and hoping Rich, he says yes. Right.
I couldn't agree more. That would have been not only the simplest way, but probably the best plan of attack. And I will tell you that I think Arthur Smith would have preferred nothing against Aaron Rodgers. I'm not talking about him, sure. But if it came down to Justin Fields or Russell Wilson, I think he and a few other coaches, offensive coaches, would have preferred Justin Fields for a number of reasons. His age, for one, he's 26. We know Aaron Rodgers is going to be 42. you know, his mobility, his speed. They saw that he did win four of those six starts to begin the season. And so I think they were comfortable going with Russell Fields for the reasons you mentioned, and then seeing, okay, what can we do with this guy? Because they saw the progress that he made from those three miserable years. I don't want to say miserable, but those three down years in Chicago.
Yeah, no doubt. Because, I mean, if you want to talk about the most un-Steelers-like move.
This is it.
Well,
this is it.
I know this would be, but this would be it, giving a wide receiver $30 million a year with no planet quarterback. You know, that is, you want to talk about un-Steelers-like move. So that'll be the last thing I ask you before I let you go on with your Thursday, with your phone no doubt buzzing or ringing off the hook, is why did they make this DK move, figuring, I guess, let's get him in and without a quarterback plan at present, Jerry?
Well, I think the plan was that they would have Darnold or Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. And you know, Russell Wilson was always in the equation. It wasn't like he wasn't being considered. He was just down their totem pole. But I think they made that deal with that in mind, that they were going to get one of these two guys in free agency. Mm-hmm. And so obviously that hasn't happened. It certainly hasn't happened as of yet, of course. I mean, Rich, I am surprised. $150 million contract over 5 years. It blows my mind to a degree that the Steelers would hand out that kind of deal over 5 years. Now, I grant you, I'm sure it is structured. They're not stupid. They're the best in the league at this. I'm sure it's structured where in the back years, it won't hurt them a whole lot if for any reason they have to get out of it. Who knows? But I think what it does do, Rich, is I think it puts George Pickens on even a shorter list of a shorter leash of remaining with the Steelers. I'm not saying anytime soon, but hey, they wouldn't mind trying to get that number two pick back that they lost in the DK Metcalf trade. And I don't know that George Pickens was going to get a second contract with the Steelers anyway, with all the issues that he seems to bring to the table.
So watch this space between now and the draft, is what you're saying.
Not so much in it with the draft. I could see the Steelers going into the season. Why wouldn't they? Because they're really building up their receiving room. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any question. You know, it can become a strength, and right now is much, much improved. They will address a receiver in the draft probably by day two, certainly by round four. They have a Roman Wilson coming back, their third-round pick, who missed all of last year. So all of a sudden, if they draft a guy, now their receiving room looks pretty strong, unlike last year. So, no, I don't know that it's anything that's going to happen immediately, because now you weaken that room a little bit. I just don't see them going forward with George Pickens with all the antics that they've had to deal with in the 2 years, 3 years that he's been here.
Jerry, never a shortage of things to talk about the Pittsburgh
never
Steelers,
is.
Man. It's great.
Never is, Rich.
Jerry, thanks for taking the call. And, you know, I have a feeling we're going to be talking again real soon, Jerry. I have that feeling, if you're willing.
Anytime, Rich. You know, I always enjoy chatting with you.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate it. Same here. That's Jerry Dulac. Always giving us the 411 about the Pittsburgh Steelers. Oh my gosh, is there a lot to review from that conversation? And we'll do that next. I have a top five list as well of top five under the radar acquisitions. Dennis Leary in studio, hour three. Don't move. So much to discuss, including taking your calls.
This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
At the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, get deals so right, it almost feels wrong. Now is the best time to get that Hyundai car or SUV you've always wanted. Plus, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of limited complimentary maintenance. Don't think you can get away with all that? think again. But don't wait. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event is going on now. So visit your local Hyundai dealer today. It's a great day for a new Hyundai. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. The same way you know you've got to make sure your lucky jersey is clean on game day or your team might lose. Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. I thought to myself, okay, in the few minutes that are here, let me write an Ed Hockley retirement letter and read it out on the air. We then post it on the Rich Eisen Show feed exclusive. The number of people that retweeted it and said they thought it was real is alarming, is the only way to put it. So, God bless him. You know how much we love SVP. Is Scott on the line now? Is Scott there?
Yeah.
You thought it was real.
Well, I mean, as you said, you are a guy that has a reputation. You work at the NFL Network. You got sources. And when it was brought up to me in our meeting, hey, did you see the letter Hockley wrote? And I thought, well, that's funny. And then later, as I'm trying to write this script, I'm not finding it anywhere on, like, Google searches or whatever. But I'm like, where'd y'all see that? And then the producer that had it is like, oh, it's on Eisen's feed. So I read your feed, and I'm like, there it is. I see the quotes that work, and I just slam it in there on the script and read it on television. Fake news. Fake news.
Hashtag, yes. Hashtag fake news.
I'm mortified. Apologies to Mr. Hockley.
I'm sorry. You. We did not.
No.
That was not our intent.
Yeah, we didn't know it was going to happen like that.
That's entirely on us for not vetting. And it's been an alarm bell. It goes off to me that I'm not able to find this anywhere but there. But again, and this is where I'll turn it and point at you and blame you, Rich Eisen. When you're a source of information and you got stuff no one else got, you think, yeah, sure, okay. He's got the Hockley retirement letter.
And it's, I guess, believe that he's got his own stationery with himself on it, with his watermark of him as a rat.
As believable as it is that he's going to go sort out the lactic acid with a stretching regimen.
Vigorous regimen. Vigorous regimen.
I beg your pardon. Yeah.
You're the best, man. You're the best. I'm sorry.
You're the worst. Don't spoof me like that
again. Yes. The great Scott Van Pelt, SVP, the magical SVP. And his many appearances, always delightful, right here on the Rich Eisen Show, on our YouTube channel. I don't want you laughing at over there. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. What we just talked about with Jerry Dulac about the Steelers merits further conversation, and we'll do that in a second. But there's news breaking about a Cooper today, and it's not Kupp, although we're expecting to hear from Cooper Kupp in a while.
Eisen?
What happened to Cooper Flag?
Oh, dude, really, really bad. First half, Georgia Tech, ankle.
Of the ACC.
ACC tournament.
Tournament. Yeah.
Stepped on, just getting a random rebound, one other person around, stepped on their foot, rolled it really bad. Wheelchair, x-rays.
Holy crap. What?
Yeah.
The what?
With the tournament starting in a week, this is major, major news. Yeah, Duke was good. The favorite heading
Holy
in.
Holy crap.
Along with Auburn. And now.
What the hell?
Now unknown.
Let's just hope that he's, yeah. How old is he, like 17, 18?
18,
so,
18,
like,
18,
he'll just, it'll be a quick healer, or send him to the Chiefs, right?
Phoenix Suns, yeah. Like, I don't know.
I was telling Adam in the back, I'm like, at 18, he's going to bounce back a lot quicker than we would, but
I would
still,
agree.
An
still,
ankle this close.
We got a week to see how much the swelling goes down. At this point, it looked really bad if you look at the replay. Hope no hairline fracture, no ligament damage.
Exactly.
You're just hoping everything's back.
So the tournament begins, let's just say maybe they get a Friday game if the tournament people want to help them out.
They might do them a solid,
day.
Yeah.
Give them a Friday
night game.
So that's 8 days from now.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, with all due respect to the ACC tournament, who cares? They're one seed anyway, right? If let's just say they lose today without Cooper Flag, which they shouldn't anyway. Let's say they lose tomorrow.
They should still get that one.
You know
seed.
What I mean? Like
also,
one, that's all one seed. Two. By the way, do you think the 15 seed would say Yeah, sure. They fall to a two seed.
They were down at the half to G-Tech and then have outscored them 22-9 right, to start then, the second. Okay. So they're up. They're kind of cruising now, but tough break for the second best player ever to come out of Maine.
Well, let's hope it's a tough spring, right?
I'm glad you just washed over what he just said.
What did he say? Second tough best? Break for oh, for the second future best. Celtic?
No. Second, no, the second best player to come out of Maine.
Yeah. Oh, God. Are we talking about this? Please show me the pictures from yesterday, please, Hoskins. Man. When you're saying the second best player to come out of Maine.
I'm the first.
You're talking obviously. About number 13 in your yeah. program, well, number
I
one
wore,
in your heart.
I wore 24 for basketball.
Back in the day. Oh, 24 for
I wore
basketball.
24 for basketball.
The side-by-side yesterday of you and Bryce Underwood was my favorite part of yesterday's program. Including also beating Bryce Underwood, and there he is.
So you got that going.
That guy's better than Cooper Flagg.
I was 15 in that picture, just to be fair.
Still no hair.
It was a buzz cut.
That guy in the picture, I believe at the time, was he was still 17. That's he's going to be scary. 18 August. I was a 17-year-old, 6'4" and change, 228-pound individual that was in our chair yesterday.
I need to get an updated photo from when we do this comparison.
And I did. In fact, I posted it on my Instagram page.
We're going to keep beating him in like a four-quadrant photograph of beating him
in rock, paper, scissors.
Of course you did.
I sent that to Bryce Underwood last night and said, sorry for handing your first loss.
Did he block you?
No, I actually got a 8 or 9 crying emojis.
That's really funny, man.
Which I think from a 17-year-old is the highest praise.
Yeah, right.
Huge win. That kid was awesome.
By the way, you know, him talking about Cam Newton, mm-hmm. who is his idol, right?
Yeah.
And he saw him, what, in a high school event where...
I think Cam was coaching 7-on-7.
7-on-7, yeah. Right? Yeah.
And they beat the brakes off
him. Beat the brakes off him. And so he said that, when I said, did you go up to Cam? He said, no, because we basically, just to paraphrase, beat him up so bad that he was in such a bad mood he didn't want to talk.
Yeah, you don't want to go approach
him. Which, as I said before the show, and I'll say it here on this microphone, sounds like a 10-year NBA vet talking about other, you know... 10-year NBA vets who are 10-year, you know, all-stars. He sounds like he's part of that world right now. Obviously, now he's got to go play like it.
But at the same point, too, right? He sounded older than his age, but then he also sounded seriously like a goofy 17-year-old sometimes when he was talking.
Which so means was he like, was raised right.
Yeah, that nice blend of like, yeah, he's still a kid, but he's in a grown-ass man's body and has the mindset of a grown man, but yet he'll still like, he's 17 and he's like, you know.
He said they were playing rock, paper, scissors for like a half hour at dinner. Like, that's super fun. I mean, I love that. He was great.
And how? And what did you say, LeBron? That.
And he's like,
it was a delight. Yeah. Yeah. Cooper Kupp, yesterday we spent, I think, 5 straight minutes going over and over and over again of where he would wind up fitting. Talking to some people last night, including one in the know, who would be in the know. I don't want to say this individual's name on the air.
Mentioned
the name of, no, it's not, sorry, Jerry Jones. Mentioned the name of a team that we didn't mention.
Oh, interesting.
We did not mention
this team.
Okay, we didn't mention the Jaguars.
We didn't.
That. We didn't say Jags.
And that's the team.
Oh, no way.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That was the team I was told to look out for because Liam Cohen is a, you know, the next offensive genius that is being thrown out there. Remember, Steve Young was mentioning his name as as an offensive mind that you'd want to be associated with, is what he said.
True.
The GM just came from the Rams organization, as you know.
Right.
We didn't even think of that. We were told to look out. I was told we. That was a royal we. My bad. I don't normally do that. To look out for Jacksonville as a spot. But there's a ton of teams in the mix, and we'll see what Cooper's number is going to be. It should be north of 10. It should. I mean, if DeAndre Hopkins is getting 7, right?
He's getting 6.
He should get a little bit more. A little bit more.
I mean, Mike Williams just got 7 for showing back up in Charger land.
He should get more than that,
don't you think?
Yes.
And multiple years too. Well, he's on a free agency tour. Hey, Aaron, where are you, man? Where is Aaron Rodgers right now?
He's on the beach, baby.
Let me see.
Where is A-A-Ron right now?
He's on the beach.
Wrapped in a blanket.
I think we do have, again, put that up. I love this. It's a new show on HBO Max. or it's a Rich Eisen original, The Green and White Lotus. There he is, staring off into space, wondering.
What do you think he's listening
murkiness,
to?
The murkiness of the paradise. That's such a White Lotus thing.
He's got the AirPod in. What's he listening to?
I don't know.
Are we going to have to change this to like and gold lotus or
the purple, black and gold lotus
the
right now?
And white lotus.
Well, no, the purple and white lotus if he goes to the Vikings. Yeah.
The black and gold for the Steelers.
The blue and white lotus if he goes to the Giants. There's no black and gold lotus. Doesn't have the same ring to it.
True.
I just don't know if, you know, he had to give up his phone or anything like that.
For Cooper Kupp, Rich, Adam Schefter this morning said that Seahawks, Broncos, Patriots, among others, bear watching.
Now, when you say
the Patriots, one more time, just to go back again to what we said yesterday, they're going to need somebody to, on offense,
say yes. Put their hand up.
Yes, and I will be the first in. With this kid, Drake May,
agreed.
And I know it will take some time to build, but I'm going there. I'm going there. Somebody's going to have to be that guy. Will it be someone they draft? Will in addition, to show how offensively this is going to work, I think it will be a smash success. Because Josh McDaniel's back there. Dude. I mean, he's the one who made Mac Jones a Pro Bowler, or he was the one calling the plays that in the first season for Mac Jones.
He was.
And I think May is going to have a real nice season if somebody can you know, hit.
Yeah, the wide receiver room as it is right now is not going to work for this.
I don't think so.
Not going to work. All due respect to those guys.
Let's see. Is it PJ in New Haven, Connecticut? Did I say that correct, PJ?
Yes, sir. My name is PJ.
PJ. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. How are you, PJ?
I'm 65 years old.
Just like me.
Okay, I'm the oldest Vikings fan ever. The first time I watched football, my first game was the Vikings against the Chiefs. Purple was my favorite color, and I've been a Vikings fan ever since. I got 8 kids. They're diehard Viking fans, and we go down with the ship every year.
Okay, so did you say you're 55 and the oldest Viking fan you know? Is it?
No, I'm 65.
65. No. Okay. All right. Yeah. All right,
the
PJ.
The first football game I ever watched was the Chiefs against the Vikings in the Super Bowl.
Okay, so
purple was my favorite color, and I've been a Viking fan ever since.
Has anyone ever told you sound like Tracy Morgan, PJ?
Yeah.
was Tony Dorsett your biological father, PJ? I mean, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What are you going to say?
My point is that I hated Brett Favre too, right? But when he came to us, we really almost won the Super Bowl. You know, so I'm feeling Rodgers coming to us because to go to the Giants makes no sense.
All right, PJ, thank you for the call. Call back again, please. When the Vikings schedule comes out, I want you to play the win-loss game for the Vikings, please.
PJ.
You know who doesn't want Rodgers on the Vikings is Nick Swartzen.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see his post?
Oh, no.
It's not repeatable.
Okay.
I'm looking it up right now.
On a family show such as this.
Good to know.
It is not repeatable. Don't worry, Infinity Sports Network. We will not read out word for word, but it's not good. I mean, Vikings fans just how it to go from okay, Sam. Oh, well, Sam's the guy. And JJ's. Huh?
I think you can read that. You can say that word.
Yeah.
I think the visual is unnecessary.
The visual.
The visual is unnecessary.
People
to bring
don't
to the
need
people.
The visual.
Kick fans.
I'm intrigued.
They don't need it.
Just go to Nick's page.
You can remediate.
Yeah, that Nick Swartzen. Check it out.
I mean, we could massage this and say it in the way.
No,
that
don't worry about it. It's not necessary. Everyone could just seek it out. Dennis Leary's in our green room right now, man. I've told him it's entirely possible Rodgers news breaks with him sitting here. He has an opinion on the matter.
And I really hope it does.
Could you imagine Dennis Leary as part of our breaking news in the middle of Celebrity True or False with Dennis Leary?
I pray for that.
When was the last time he was physically here? When he was firing golf balls from our green?
Yeah,
from our green.
That was a long time ago.
Hold on.
That was before I came on the show.
He cracked one of our screens, right? Didn't he do that?
I thought he hit a camera guy, too.
Back when we had camera guys?
It had to be 17, right?
It was 7 years ago.
Jeez. It's been too long, man. I love this guy. But he was part of our, but he did our
draft. December 4th, 2017.
He did our draft podcast show, right?
Yes.
Before this show existed.
From New York. You were in New York. Yeah.
Right. Because I think he was shooting Rescue Me at the time, wasn't he?
I believe that's true. I think you're right about that.
See, I remember all these things.
I have the dump button ready.
No, you don't need to. Don't
it's
worry.
It's very possible you're wearing the same zip up.
Is that right?
Than you were in 2017.
It's entirely possible because I was just as stylish then as I am now. I'm just more of an influencer now.
This one's a little darker.
If I'm not mistaken, if I remember Nick Swardson's post, I think he used a dump button in certain way of a reference of what he would think. Of Rodgers being acquired there. At any rate, when we come back, I've got my top five under-the-radar acquisitions, and I think I'm going to be accurate on this thing.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. I don't know if you knew this, but anyone can get the same premium wireless for $15 a month plan that I've been enjoying. It's not just for celebrities. So do like I did and have one of your assistants switch you to Mint Mobile today. I'm told it's super easy to do at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm ready for my life to change.
ABC Sundays, American Idol is all new.
Give it your all, good luck, come out with the golden ticket.
Let's hear it.
This is a man's world.
I've never seen anything like it.
And a new chapter begins.
We're going to Hollywood!
Carrie Underwood joins Lionel Richie, Luke Bryan, and Ryan Seacrest on American Idol. New Sundays, 8, 7 Central on ABC and stream on Hulu.
I do believe I saw Cooper Flagg on the bench.
Yeah, he's back.
In his shirt,
he's
right?
He's back on the bench,
but
yeah.
He's not playing, but he's on the bench.
He's back, yeah.
That's got to be a good sign, right?
That good he's sign.
Not in, at least he's not in morale.
Hospital for an x-ray or something? Or maybe they've got it in the building there.
They did do him in the building was the report. Yeah. Here's how you need to know everything's fine, Rich, okay?
Duke, he went to Duke?
Duke's the favorite to win the title odds-wise. They're plus 350. Cooper Flagg gets hurt, wheelchair, x-rays. They jump up to 7-1, and now they're back down to 350. So Vegas thinks he's fine.
You know how sad that makes me, that whole assessment? It's sad.
It's a reality.
What's the reality? So what does that mean?
They know everything.
What?
They got a guy in the x-ray room?
They do.
Dr. Vincent Bumbotz?
Yes, they do.
Just went ahead?
I don't know.
By the way, that was a Rodney Dangerfield reference.
Dr. Vinny Bumbotz. Who are you talking to?
Vincent Bumbotz is the way I just referred to him.
My mom bought me the Rappin' Rodney cassette back in the day.
Rappin' Rodney.
I don't think she realized that it was the song.
Cassette? Was it a cassette?
It was like a secondhand store. It was old. And like, I listened to the, remember he had the song Rappin' Rodney? And then the rest of the cassette was a stand-up. And I don't think she knew that was on.
And another thing, Vonnegut.
Somebody had to tell Rodney back in the day, hey, you got to young up your act. Start rapping. Let's get you a rap.
Ain't rap too tight. That's all I really remember.
But he didn't become famous until way late, right?
Yeah.
In his 60s, maybe? 50s, 60s?
You got me there. You got me there. But he was on Carson forever, though.
But I think he was.
He was already in his late 40s or early 50s?
I think he didn't hit till way late.
Dude.
I mean, Rodney always looked like he was 50, even probably when he was 20.
His stretch of movies. Caddyshack.
Oh, that 80s run. Back to School.
Easy Money.
We never talk about Easy Money.
That was shot in my hometown of Staten Island.
Oh, I think one day we did.
Yes,
talk
I told
about
you
this.
That there was a diner in Staten Island. We always made fun of it because the sign said open 23 hours.
we're always
wondering, you know, like, what's the 1 hour that they're closed?
They're cleaning.
You know, they used it in the movie where Rodney and Joe Pesci walk up. And as they're about to walk in the diner, all the lights go out because they showed up in the 1 hour. And all of us in Staten Island looked at each other and go, that is hilarious.
That's really funny.
They must have gone on some sort of like sight shoot and going, that is funny. Yeah. Let's use that. So, yeah. So easy money, right? Mm-hmm. Back to school. It kind of ended with the soccer one, right?
Like Ladybugs. I did like that movie when I was a kid.
One too many.
Yeah.
That was the first one I saw.
Was it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of like me showing War with Grandpa to the kids, and that's their first De Niro movie.
Guys, you remember he was also in Natural Born Killers.
Rodney?
He was
He was one of these.
Juliette Lewis's dad.
Dad, right?
Yes.
When he played a serious role in that one, but I don't want to see Rodney serious. Like that's not.
No.
Yeah, Oliver. We don't need to see Rodney in Oliver Stone's hands.
Rodney had to show he had, you know, his acting chops, though, man.
Oh, my God. Another thing, Vonnegut. What? How do we get on this?
I don't know.
Rapping Rodney.
Rapping Rodney.
Made a Vinci Boombots.
Oh, that's right. We started
Vinci Boombots.
By the way, we're full circle. Cooper Flagg's okay because Vegas says he's okay.
Yeah.
Back on track.
Vinci Boombot said he's okay over here.
Exactly.
Forget about it.
That just happened. We just went all the way around the world. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, the Hyundai Getaway sales event. Get deals so right, it almost kind of feels wrong to you.
Yeah, a little bit.
How's the best time right now? Now is the best time to get that Hyundai car or SUV you've always wanted. Plus, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of limited complimentary maintenance. Don't think you can get away with all that. You need to think again. Don't wait. The Hyundai Getaway sales event is going on right now. So visit your local Hyundai dealer today. It's a great day for a new Hyundai. I got a top five list, guys.
Oh.
Hey, you know what? The new league year, we're only one day in. But really, if you include the don't call it tampering window, we're like 4 days in. Mm. It's still too early for this list, but I'm going to do it anyway. Top five under the radar acquisitions presented by Hyundai. Hit it.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Rich's top five.
All right, here's my five players that have been acquired by another team that's under the radar. And I don't think it's getting enough attention paid. I'll be straight up with you about that. And number five, we start down the street. 1 year, $9.25 million for Najee Harris. Ooh. He's going to be Jim's battering ram, and we're going to see Najee Harris in this offense. And with, you know, all due respect, is Justin Herbert the best quarterback that he's had since he's come off the campus in Alabama? You know, in this offense, we understand the Steelers are all about running downhill and smash mouthing, and he's had 1,000 yards rushing every year of his 4 years, guys. And he's coming to the Chargers, and I can't wait to see what Najee looks like in this offense and see who the Lightning is. Is it going to be that, that Kamani Vidal kid from last year? I don't know what they're going to be doing, but I'm curious to see how he's going to look and show us the Lightning Bolt. Number four on this list, I mentioned him yesterday, 2 years for $6.5 million, a bargain, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine from the Titans. And you might be like, what? And I guarantee you, anybody who says what got beat by somebody who had this guy in fantasy because they picked him up on the waiver wire after having zero targets through the first 4 weeks last season. Zero. Not a single target in the first four Titans games last year. And he wound up with 9 touchdowns on the season, which was tied for 9th in the NFL and one behind people like Justin Jefferson. He can score, guys. Really? And he's going to be in the Dolphins' offense.
So all he did was catch touchdowns. He had 32 catches and 9 touchdowns.
Unreal.
That's all he does.
What a rage.
And it's not just the 1 yarders either.
No.
No bombs.
Number three on the list is the Bears' new big men. All of them. The offensive line. Any of their offensive line and totally remaking the offensive line. And as a matter of fact, in defense, too, he threw in Grady Jarrett, too. Their line changes, to use a hockey term. The only person who's been actually paying enough attention to it is Amon Ross St. Brown, and I might have put this on this list just so he could replay that sound from his podcast.
Bro, I feel like the Bears have unlimited money. This is crazy.
They're
just signing new for like 40, 50
million. Boom.
They have they got unlimited money. What the is this?
I mean, their cap space is probably, they probably have a high cap space.
Got me hot. Ben's just making moves left and right. I'm like,
No, it's not a truck backing up in your area. It's seven just beeps. Amon-Ra St. Brown with his brother Equanimous on their podcast.
Seven beeps.
Holy crap.
He's not happy right now.
He's the only one paying it enough proper attention. And that's number three on my top five under the radar acquisitions list. Number two is the duo of 49ers that the Broncos plucked from the San Francisco defense and added to the top five defense from last year. I don't think people are paying attention enough. If Dre Greenlaw is healthy and this guy Hufanga can bring the noise from the back end of the defense next to the defensive player of the year in Surtain Jr., the second. Holy crap. People are not paying enough attention. The Broncos got better, guys. And I love these guys. Greenlaw and Hufanga. That is two law firms coming at you. Number one on the list was not a signing. The Washington Commanders acquired Laremy Tunsil. That is number one. And we're not talking about this enough. This guy is one of the best pass protectors. Everybody thought, you know, the Pineapple Express on draft night would send him nowhere but the scrap heap of football history. And all he's done is just light people up. I did say that. And he
that was crazy, though.
He right? has been awesome. And the Commanders are like, we'll take him. We'll get four draft picks, get one back, by the way, a fourth rounder in this year's draft. And nobody's talking about this enough. Laremy Tunsil is the number one under the radar, in my estimation, acquisition of the first few days of free agency, if you will. And that's my top five under the radar acquisitions presented by Hyundai. The Hyundai Getaway sales event is going on right now. Get deals so right, it almost feels wrong. But don't wait. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. I mean, I kind of left off a couple of people, but I Westbrook and Kine is just going to score a ton of touchdowns when everybody's paying attention to Tyreek Hill and Waddle there in Miami. Dennis Leary is coming up in hour number three in studio right here on the Rich Eisen Show.
You think we need one more?
Oh. Thank you.
All right, we'll get
it. Yeah, I couldn't fit it in when the radio audience was here, so we'll have to tell everyone about it.
Holy smokes.
But we're continuing on the top five, and I appreciate you being so surprised by
Thank
it.
Thank you.
I'm going to go with this guy. You want to talk about bringing the wood from the back end of the defense? Everywhere he's been terrific. And, you know, the Commanders couldn't sign everybody, I guess? The Las Vegas Raiders signing Jeremy Chinn.
Mm.
I dig it, man. I dig it a lot.
I thought that too.
This is a neat addition to the back end of a defense that's got Max Crosby and Christian Wilkins up front with, you know, their other additions that they've made. Big time. And then we need one more.
All right, we'll get one more.
As if there's not enough quadriceps in the city of Philadelphia. They added A.J. Dillon. You know, they went from Quadzilla to Octoquad.
They're going to have a squad off. Oh,
look at this. They, you know, Saquon's got to be walking around and saying, wait a minute, I thought I was the Quadzilla around here, and now he's just like holding the beer of those things on the those monsters on the left.
You throw in Hurts, like, man, the weight room's going to be
look
fun
at that.
In Philadelphia.
By the way, too, A.J. Dillon healthy, rolling him downhill when you give Saquon a break, that might actually, you know, that's one way to say, hey, Green Bay, you want to get rid of the tush push? How about we'll take one of yours and roll him downhill? Or
he's doing the pushing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. How about that, Green Bay? Not only are you going to not ban the tush push, Saquon and his quads have one Hurts cheek, and Dillon and his quads have got another. And I'm saying these words into a microphone, and they are not a metaphor. How dare you? This is the greatest tush push ever. In other words, I said into a microphone. Are we out of time? Damn it.
No, 45.
Okay. Kinda like, and that's my top five. Huh?
A Sophia Loren picture with Jane Mansfield, which is looking, that's what them with the quads.
Whoa,
dude,
looking over like
this guy coming top rope with a, was it 1960s?
That is a famous photograph.
I thought it was Marilyn Monroe, not Jane Mansfield.
Well, Google might lie.
Is that what it is? You got to turn your mic.
James Mansfield.
Okay.
It's James Mansfield. Yeah.
I know it from Buca de Beppo.
This guy.
What year is this? Hold on.
He never says anything, and he drops a Jane Mansfield reference.
Well done.
Well, if you really knew him, it's on brand, though.
Okay. 1957.
Now I know what he means by always first over there. I don't know what that means.